Shama Lechem's sweetest friends, this year should be a special Swiss. Avi Maharimi Morasi Shayechali Nishmas Maras Esther Bas Yav Shmuel Maras Chana Rasagana Masat Dachar Rasav Meir Zev and the Swiss Rafuas with Aaron Yosef Ben Chana and Rigo Meir Ben Gloria Frayn Ben Rus and Schus Gilot Shoshana Bas Nechagita V'chol Novim Eileha. And we're going to be learning many Purim. Okay, save for Yakar Hoi V'Yishi. It says in the Gemara and Chulin, Daf Kuf Lamites on the base, Haman Min HaTorah Minayim, Hamin HaEitz. How do you get Haman from the Torah? What's the remez of Haman in the Torah? And the answer is Hamin HaEitz. Did you eat from the tree I told you not to eat from? Did you really eat from that tree? So we see that's Hamin, Haman. We see that the Sherish of Haman Amaleki is in the Chet Eitz Hadas, which is the Sherish of all the sins in the Bria. A lot of different Mahalchim in this Gemara. And we're going to present one. It says in the Gemara Megillah, Vatomer Esther, Ish Sav Reyef Haman Ara Azeh. Esther said that Haman is an Ish Tsar V'Oyev. Haman is an Ish Tsar V'Oyev. And Chazal tell us that actually she was pointing to Achashverosh and came a Malach and slapped her hand and moved it to Haman. Kamuvan shedavar tzarich bi'ur. Eich amda Esther lafsid yadayim b'rega acharon. Kol ishtadlut. What was she doing? She says, Ish tzar v'oyev. And she points to Achashverosh. And then the Malach has to push her hand. Haman ara zeh. She's going to lose it all. So Maral says that from Sheker the Gula is not going to come. So she had to say the Emes. Achashverosh was the Ish Tsar V'Oyev. We still have to understand. It would appear that we can't learn from here about other Hatzelas, because other Hatzelas, sometimes you have to go a little bit on the crooked path. But when the Maharal says about going be'emes, it's dafka here. Doiver shkorim lo yiko neneged einai, verse in Tehillim. That a person who speaks falsehood will not be prepared, established, opposite my eyes. So, dafka here, they had to go with the meat of emes. The Chet Eitz Hadas brought death to the world. It started with the Pitu HaNachash. According to Chazal, said Lashon Hara about the Borei Olam. He said, hey, he doesn't want you to know the difference between good and bad. Purim, Gzeres HaMavis, Lahash Milar V'la'abed, is Mikor Lashon Hara of Haman. Like it says in the Gemara Megillah. Yeshnoi Avechot, Rabbi says, Lekha the other Lishna Bishakahama. Nobody knows Lashon Hara like Hama. Amalei Tanach Linu. It's a mashma that Haman was Gadol Misapre of Lashon Hara. Vachin Bigzeraton et Gala Koach Hamavit Biad al Hashem. El Shishalach Vano Kadosh Baruch Hu Geula Yidei Mordechai Ve'Esther. So Haman was a big Lashon Hara speaker. Said bad things about the Jews, Yishenim and HaMitzvahs. And his Gzera was revealed the Koach of Mavis V'Chaim B'Yad HaLashon. He wanted to kill us with his tongue. But Hashem sent Mordechai and Esther to save us. That's because they are the tikkun for Lashon Hara. In fact, Esther is Begematria Lashon Hara. Bir is. But she's the tikkun of the Koyach HaLashon Keneged Lashon Hara. V'chein Mordechai Ramuz Batorah V'Ktoret. V'Ktoret Hi Kabara Lashon Hara. Mordechai is alluded to in the Torah with the Ktoret. And the Ktoret is a kapara for Lashon Hara. So, Mar Dror is Mira Dachya, and that's the remez for Mordechai's name. And that's one of the simanim of the Shemen HaMishcha, wherever the Ramban says that it's also one of the Samimani Akhtaris. So Mordechai is Merumas in the Torah and the Akhtaris, and the Akhtaris is Kapara and Lashon Hara. So you have Esther Begematria Lashon Hara. She's the Tikkun. Mordechai is in the Ketarah, which is a Kapara and Lashon Hara. So this all requires a Biur. Lashon Hara of Haman, he said, let's destroy the Jewish people. And Achashverus said, I'm afraid of their God. And there's a number about their sleeping for mitzvahs. And the Medrash says that the God of these people is sleeping. And Hashem said, Ein ani lefanei sheina. I don't sleep. So, So from my sleep, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to remove him from the world. And God woke up like he was sleeping. So the Medrash doesn't seem to make sense. First the Medrash says that God doesn't sleep. And then the Medrash says, yeah, he sleeps, but he wakes up. And what's the sin of Shane? And what does it have to do with Purim? It's known in Chazal, say for Yitzir, that the 12 Oisiyas HaPshuta Sheva Aleph Beis are connected to Yud Bechot Sheyashana. And the Ois HaPshuta Rishona, which is the Ois Hey, is connected to Chodesh Nisan. The Ois HaPshuta Achroina, which is Ois Kuf, Kineged Chodesh Adar. So this is a Kabbalistic concept taken from the Sefer Yetzira. The Sefer Yetzira says that there are 12 osios pshutos. Hey vav zayin ches tes yud lamed nun samach ayin tzadi kuf. Those are the I don't understand it because this is not my like most areas of life, not something I understand. But we'll just take the Sefer Yetzira at his word that there are 12 osios pshutos. The first is Hey, it's Keneged Nisan. The last is Kuf, Keneged Chodesh Adar. Chazal Rosa Megala in the Sefer Zohar, the Yachas of the Os Kuf to the Os Hey is Kekuf Bifnei Adam. In other words, the Os Kuf is Milashan Kuf. Kuf. Kuf is a monkey. Os Kuf, Menaseh Lehit Damot Betzuratal Ot Hey. El Sharezek Kuf Bifnei Adam. Vavdela Katan Benehem, which is a very big difference, is that the regal of the kuf goes all the way down. Chinas v'ragle yardos mavas, like the pasuk says, going to death. So the kuf is imitating the hay. So that's hay is Nisan, kuf is Adar, and the kuf is like a kuf b'fnei Adam. And this somehow relates to Haman and to Chodesh Adar. We see in the Gemara in Megillah that the Gzeira of Haman was Mipnei Sheshtachavu L'Tzelem. Nevertheless, they were saved from this Gzeira because they only did it externally. They didn't really mean it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. They only did it externally. It was all dimyon. Never really happened. It was fake news. Neidach, K'duv Sha'Gzeira Nechtama B'Tabas HaMelech V'HaMelech Omez L'Malko Shel Olam. V'Mkein Zo Hayta Gzeira Amitit. והדבר צריך ביאור. הגזרה נחתמה בטבעת המלך, והמלך רומז למלכו של עולם. So it was a true gzeira. It was b'tabas hamelech. So was it fake news or was it real news? Gzeira nechtama b'tabat hamelech v'haremez u'ramez l'makor shel olam. So it was a true gzeira. And the other in Chazal said it was only external. You saw Salanter when he's coming to define the avodas Hashem of a person. Explains that there's a mechamah between the seichel and the dimyon. Adam chofshi b'dimyano v'asur b'muskalo dimyano malecho shovah v'derech lev ratzono. Or the dimyano yev hara al hazeh. B'kochenu l'harchiko b'mititenu ozen kashevet el ha-seichel. Dainu shekol kach hara noveh mikach. Shekol koach hara. All of the koach of hara comes from the fact that instead of the dimyon being a klisharez b'yad ha-seichel, instead of the seichel using the dimyon, niyala hefech, the dimyon is ruling over the person. B'mkom ha-seichel, b'yadoni adam nif'al b'mkom po'el, k'lashon Rabbi Yisrael sham, u'mana said, dimyon k'nachal shotef, ha-seichel yitbal lo nechel bo'niya. We have this dimyon which is like flowing waters, and then the seichel is going to drown if we don't lead it in a ship. He calls the dimyon this oyev hara halazeh, which is like the lashon of Esther and Haman. Yish tsar v'oyev haman hara hazeh. So that's the dimyon. Dimyon rules over a person. A person lives in a world of imagination. That's what's called narrative today. Everybody has their own narrative. And therefore they don't live based on seichel. They don't live based on what's right, they live based on what their imagination tells them. Rambam b'Morei Nevuchim הגדיר שחט זה כאשר אדם נטה לתאוותיו הדמיוניות. What's the chet eitz hadas? Dimyon. He went after his dimyon. He went after, ooh, this is going to be good. Imagine how good it's going to be. Koichos ha-dimyon of Chava caused her to be noite miderech ha-seichel and to listen to the nachash. Ooh, tov eitz l'machal, tavi leinayim. Dimyonis, dimyonis, dimyonis. All her imagination is going to be so good. That the chet started with Chava, not with Adam, because a woman was created from a sleeping person. And since a woman was created from a sleeping man, sleeping, you're in the world of dimyon. And therefore a woman, kayadua, is more kroiva l'marechet ha-dimayon me'asher gever v'yinocha yoter le'hitpatot. V'lachein ha-nachash yitchil lefatot ota ולא את אדם הראשון. ועומק המשמעות בחטא זה של הליכה אחר הדמיון נגד השכל, ובכך שבכך נתן אדם לדמיון מציאות. In other words, they gave the dimyon a mitzius. Nachash was mefate. Her, not Adam, because she was created from Shena. And Shena is a world of dimyon. And when a person is in a world of dimyon, you can seduce them much easier. You can convince them to do things. And this Metzius brought to the world all of evil, and it's told us. And the Mazikim, they bring death, Yisurim, and all the Tzars. Nera shezeo ma she'amar ha-nachash li'isha, ki yodeh Elokim ki b'yom achalchem mimenu, v'nefkechu einechem, v'hiyitem ke'elokim yodei tov v'ra. מפרש ראשי, ויהיתם כאלוקים יוצרי עולמות. Nachash said, God knows that when you eat from the tree, your eyes are going to be opened up, you'll be like God, you'll know between good and bad. Rashi explains, you'll be like Elokim, you'll create worlds. Olam is miloshen helem. And Adam and his chait created all these new helems, all these new hidden powers, new olamos. Because when man was created with Tzelem Elokim, Yad Koichos Shel Bria Kelokim. And when he decided with his Bechira to go after the Dimyon against the Seichel, he got the Koach to create new worlds of Dimyon. which are be'etzem michutz la'metzius ha'amitis she'oseh bara avoyri, el she'nitan koch b'riah le'adam latet lahem metziut la'idei chato. V'zeh she'etzlenu nitpasim ha'dinyonot, ha'tavot va'hana'ot ha'chushiyot k'metziut mamash. When he decided with his bechira to go after dimya against the seichel, he was given koach to create new worlds of dimya that are outside of the true metzius. But through sin, you give these worlds a metzius. In other words, all of people's taivas, people have taivas, oh, I'm going to do this maisa. Maisa nashim is a good example. Person has a taiva, he's misava for her. And then you see in 100% of the cases, he realized that it was all dimyan. It was all dimyan. Never, any relationship predicated on taiva doesn't last. Because you realize that it's all dimyan. That's the world we live in. Welcome to 2022. Person thinks of going on this vacation, he's going to eat this food. Oh, he's going to eat this food, it's going to be so amazing. He's going to go to this restaurant and he eats it, he goes, and nothing. Okay, a few seconds of pleasure. But the dimyan gives it a metzius. Oh, wow, that's real. And that's the sheker. They give a tchush of metzius amitis, the things that are be'etzem dimyan. She'dimayon miyad mitzayel derech yetzer ha'tava v'yetzer ha'kavod harbe yesh. The Dimyan creates, illustrates, via Taivas, via various Yitzarim, a lot of realities that are really nothing. A person thinks, oh, I'm going to get this covered, it's going to be so great. He gets it, it's nothing. Doesn't mean anything. Really doesn't mean anything. A lot of times the people giving it don't even believe in it. They're just doing it to make it feel good. That's the Oimek and Shitas HaRambam, said Marei Rabbeinu Rav Moshe. That negates the Metzius of Shevim and Kshofim. And he says they're Tov HaHevel. So, Kayadua, the Gra and Shulchan Aruch Yerodea Kofayin Tes, they ask on the Rambam from Mefurash HaGemaras. There are Shevim. What does the Rambam mean? He says there are no shading. There are shading. The Gemaras that say there's shading. So it would appear that the Rambam means, of course there's a Metzius of shading. But this Metzius is a Metzius of Dimyan. That was created after the Chet of Adam Arishon. That gave Dimyan a Metzius. And that's Pshat in the Gemara, that Adam Rishon, after his sin, separated from his wife 130 years. And all those years, Adam Rishon was benidui, was in Chayrim. He begat spirits, demons, ruchin, shaydin, lilin, in the sperm that he saw la'onse. And he was nanas, and he was motzi shichva zera. So he was molded all these demons. והעומק בדברים הוא שהשדים הללו הם יצורים שנוצרו לא מכוח המציאות אלא מכוח הדמיון. שבחטא עץ הדעת נכנסה באדם הראשון זוהמת הנחש והיצר וכוחות הדמיון נקבעו בו. כתוצאה מהדמיונות של היצר נגרמה הולדת הרוחים ושדים. In other words, what happens when a person's raw carry? When a person's raw carry, comes in the world of Dimyan. He's Medame. He imagines whatever he's imagining. And that's where the carry comes from. And that's what was Moli, he's Ruchin and Shaden. So, the Rambam says that there's no such thing as Shaden. He means there's no, to be completely honest, I don't really think that's what the Rambam meant. But Rav Moshe suggests that's what the Rambam means. And why is my opinion more carry more weight than Rav Moshe's? Rav Moshe's saying, is it going Olam Netzadik Yisod Olam? I'm nobody. So he wants to say Pshat in the Rambam that there is such, he believed in the Metzius of Shaden. He just thought that they came from Dimyan. Therefore, they don't have a real Metzius. And as they came, they were created because of Adam's Dimyonis that brought about the birth of all these Shadim, all these Ruchos. And therefore, the Gemara tells us about their Metzius, because in our world of Sheker, they do exist. They're not a Metzius of Emes, they're a Metzius of Dimyon. They came about because of Dimyonis. But then the Maaser, they came about. They do exist. And that the Torah asks us to follow Kshofim, because the Torah wants us to bring us to the Metzius of Em, so they know Movado, that Kshofim and Shadim aren't supposed to have a Metzius. When Rav Moshe was a young boy, he asked Rav Dessler, is it true there's Shadim in the world? Rav Dessler says, my child, you ask if there's Shadim. The whole street is filled with Shadim. Ask me if there are people in the world. So the explanation is based on the Rambam. And when a person doesn't have Das Shleima, he's a Shade. We see there are people who are evil in the world, like the Amalekites, like the Nazis. So how is there such an evil Metzius in the world? Because Baruch Hu didn't create Ra. Osel Kimasel Dem Yosha. We follow the Dimyon, and we create a Metzius of Ra and Dimyon because of our sins. We create all these Mazikin. They look like people, but they really aren't. It emerges, therefore, that Metzius has a number of dimensions, a number of levels. Rovet HaRishonu Ze Metziuto Yitbarach. That's the true Metzius. And then there's the Olamas that Hashem created. Hashem is Po Olamas Shepula So Emes. Umnam Lo Be'otot Dargat Emet. Like the Rambam says, Hashem Elokim Emes, he's the only true Emes. It says, Ein ol movado, ein sham matsui, emet, movado kemoto. Yesh rovet shlishi, ketotza mimashu yitbarach, natan ladam koach b'chira v'kochot p'riya. Az mikoach ze yechol ha'adam levro olamot shebhem ha'dimayon v'yitzarim hem ki'ilu metziut mamash. V'otam bara ha'adam b'yom ha'shishi. V'amshech ha'yom levro af ha'mezikim shem ha'shidim ha'nav. שייכים אף הם למציאות הנ"ל שנוצרה על ידי האדם. וכן המזיקים הללו פועלים ומזיקים למי ששייך למערכת שלהם, שהוא עולם הדמיון. So the first level is Hashem, that's the true Metzius of Emes. Then the Olamos, which are the second level of Emes. And then there's the third, is that man has koach of Bechira, and Bria. And he can create worlds where the Dimyon and Yitzarim are Metzius, even the Iker Metzius. And that he created when he created man on the sixth day. And then the Erev Shabbos, Spanish Mushers, the Mazikim were created, the Shadim. They're shy to this Metzius of Dimyon that was created by man. And therefore these Mazikim are Mazik, those who are shy to their Ma'arechet, of Dimyon. Achim yakbir ha'adam et sechlo al dimyono v'kocho lechzor l'metziut ha'amitit sh'aleinu muvado. כל מערכת השקר והרע ששורשה מיד ימיון לא תשלוט עליו. You can go back to the world of Ein Od Movado and then the Ra won't be sholei on. That's what Rav Chanina said to the Machshefa. You have no power over me because I'm Dovak in Ein Od Movado, that's the true Metzius. And that's how Esther brought the Yeshua when she realized Ein Ol Mavado. ואמצא שהמציאות של הדמיון הרי הוא כמו חלום שהיא מערכת שלמה שיש בה מציאויות ופעולות. עד שמתעוררים, so the מציאות of dimion is like a dream. People imagine all these things that aren't real. And you wake up and you realize it's all sheker. And that's the whole world of sheker is all these yitzarim, all these dimyonis, it looks like a mitzvah. One day there's going to come a time where Hashem is just going to wake us up and we're going to see the whole thing with sheker. So fortunate is the person who realizes this Ein Ol Mavado beforehand. So it's hard to live with this hakara of Ein Ol Mavado. כשעולם הדמיון מתגלה כמציאות, it's very hard to be oimed בפני פיתוי הנחש. התיקון הגמור לנחש הזה יהיה רק לעתיד לבוא, שאז יכירו כולם שאין עוד מלבדו, אבל עד אז נמצאים היצרים והשדים כמציאות בעולמנו, ומשמשים לנו הם כניסיון והם כמקל חובלים, להעניש את מי שנתן במציאות האמת. So in the עולם הדמיון, is revealed as a mitzias, very hard to withstand the seduction of the snake. And the true tikkun of the nachash will be asid lavo, everyone's going to realize ein ol mavado, but until then, people are lamais in the world of yitzarim and shegim, they see them as a mitzias. They're a nisayon for us, and they're used to punish those who veer from the Mitzvahs of Emes. That's the union of Amalek, Shishayach Lamazikim, Shemetzua Adi Adi Mayon. Amalek Pomotu B'chinat HaNachash Shebachayot. Shishayach L'Adam Adi Mayon V'Apitui. Amalek is Shayach to the Mazikim. They were created by Dimyon. Amalek is Shayach to the Mazikim. They were created by Dimyon. Amalek ba'umos is b'chinas nachash shebachayus. It says in the pasuk, "Ki misharish nachash yitzei tsefa." From the root of the nachash comes out tsefa. Tsefa is a gematria amalek. Maram shif. Yishai yudal choftes. So amalek is shayach to the world of dimyon of pitu. In other words, this ra. That's amalek when a person is living in a world of dimyonis. Of Yitzarin, they become Mazikin, and that's what Amalek is. And that's Bechinash Nachash Shebechayis. By the way, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, when Adam was hiding, he said, Ayeka, he was saying to Adam, listen, you want to live in a world of Dunyainis? That I can't see you? All right, so that's the world, that's the world. Where are you? I'm going to play your game, I'm going to reflect you. So you're outside of the true Metzius. That's the union of Amalek, who shayach to the Mazikim that were created through Dimyon. Shorish koach hara she'en lo metziut amitit. Elo shenotzar mikoach b'chilotenu b'ra. Because we chose evil, that's what gave it a Metzius. That's Amalek, is l'choyer Metzius, but it's not a true Metzius. V'harayu, reish is goyim Amalek v'achriso adei oidei. דענו שראשית יש לו, כי הבורא יתברך ברא בראשית, בית ראשית, שתי רשויות. גם ראשית של אמת, וגם אפשרות לאדם ליצור בחטאו ראשית של שקר ודמיון. כשאפשרות הזו יצא לפועל, מכוח הבחירה ברא, והנטייה אחר הדמיון, נוצר עמלק. הקדוש ברוך הוא created two ראשיות, בראשיות, בייז ראשיות, ראשיות של אמס ושל שקר. And when this possibility was actualized, when he chose Ra, Amalek was created. And when the world is going to come to a tikkun, Bacharisi Ade Ove, it's going to be destroyed. And then we're going to see that the Ra and its toldos are a mitzias only betoch marechat adimayon. And that's why Amalek is considered Mikre, like Chazal say about Esau, Hashav Barasi Yol Shav Barasi Golami. It's mikra, it's by chance, it's not real. To the Maharal writes in Or Chodesh on page Kuf Mem Tes, Ben Beno Shel Karo Balein, Mechal She Tziva Hashem Lemchot Et Zecher Amalek, Mizeh Teida Ki Ilu Ein La Metziut Be'etzem Klal, Rak Nechshavim Davar Mikre, V'lo Davar Shehu Be'etzem. That's what it means, Asher Karcha Baderech, Ben Beno Shel Karo Balein. Pasuk Dev says, call Asher Karo, so that's Ben Benoshel Karo. When Mordechai was talking to Asach, Ve'agid lo Mordechai, it's called Asher Karo. Ves parashas ha-ketz Asher Amar man l'shkol ha-genzei ha-melech v'yudim l'abdom. That's Ben Benoshel Karo. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to destroy Amalek, it shows they don't really have a metzias. They're just a davar mikra, they're not a davar shu be'etzim. This we can understand what it says in the Targum Sheni on the Gilas Esther. How she left Hamana Russia hanging for almost a year. He was hanged on Yitzhai Nisan. The Gilas Tesvav Amad Aleph and Rashi. And his children were hanged next year on Yedalat Adar. And we see in the Gemara and Tosin Shabbos they were hanging together. There's a lav doy rice of leaving someone overnight. And it applies even to Goyim. Possibly, says the Ramban in the Minchas Chen of Tavkuf Lamed Zayin. Now they'll leave them hanging on the tree. So how can Esther leave them for almost a year? And the answer is that Avayim Molek, it doesn't apply. They don't have the Tzel and Elokim. They're not real. Their shorish is rach, risat deyoved. And therefore, it doesn't say about kilos elokim toli, which is that you created with tzelam elokim. It's only tzelam elokim. But Amalek doesn't have that. Kevan shekei nera, shezeh gam inyano shel hamana ha-meleki, shemitziyuto sheyachet l'koach ha-ra, שנוצר כתוצאה מהנטייה אחרי הדמיון בעץ הדעת. That's the end of Haman. His metzias is shach to the koach hara that was created as a result of going after imagination in the chayit etz hadas. That's what it says in the Maharal. But Haman is the koyach that's riding on the nachash hakadmoni. Because Haman is the koyach of pitur hanachash eich nisad l'otoch marechat harav v'dimayon. Haman, that he put us into that. It means Haman min haTorah minayim. He's riding on the nachash. He's that koyach of pitur. He's that koyach of dimin, of lack of mitzias. Hamin haetz. In other words, his shorash is from the etz hadas. And makes Dimyan Mitzias. You think, oh, you're going to eat from the Eitz HaDas. You're going to be like Elokim Yodei Tov V'Ra. That's Dimyan. And that's the root of Haman. So Haman was created because he was really, that's really where he was rooted. He was rooted in this world of Dimyanis. And then when we see Haman, we're seeing these Dimyanis, we're seeing the Nachash HaKadmoni, we're seeing the Eitz HaDas, Haman Min HaTorah Minayim, Haman HaEitz. The Dimyan, oh, it looks so good, it's going to be so great if I eat from it, but it's not. That's what it says in the Gemara and Megillah, the Gzeirah of Haman was because they were Nanim Sudasa Shalaisa Rasha. In other words, Mitol Sachil Shalaisa Das, which is also Hanam Sudasa Shalanachasha Rasha. And also because they bowed down to the Tzelem. But since they didn't really mean to bow down to the tzelem, it was only external, so Hashem only made it external. In other words, it was revealed that the whole marechet, the whole system of chet, of raz, of dimyon, it's only lefnim, it's only on the outside. So we didn't really mean it, and Hashem wanted to show us, yeah, it's all not real. It's not real, just in yoinus, this mitzvah of ra. All right, we have a lot more to learn. It's Hashem. We're not finished. So please stay tuned. We have a very, very deep inyanim to still cover. And I thank you so much for listening. We will continue. Shalom, shalom.